Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. So part of remembering who you are stems back to something that you're probably going to get really sick of me hearing. It comes back to loving ourselves. Ultimately, that's what our life is about, you know, is reconnecting to who we are and loving who we are as we are. And I've used this example several times in different podcasts, but it just hit me today that I need to share it here now. And I thought, I'll do this on Tuesday. It was like, no, do this on a daily breath. And so here we go. I recently got a sourdough starter. So for those of you who are familiar with sourdough, forgive me. But those of you who aren't, how a sourdough starter works is you add sugar. No, you do not. You add flour and water to it so that then it like the starter kind of eats the gluten and it kind of ferments a little bit and it creates what you'd normally use as yeast to make the bread rise when you make it. So in order to keep your starter going, you have to feed it, which just means you give it water and flour. If you keep it on your counter, you have to do that every day. If you keep it in the fridge, you can do it every week. But that's not the point. The point is, the more I feed my starter, the more it grows. To the point where if I feed my starter every day, which I'm supposed to, I have to bake bread every day. I don't want to do that. So a lot of times you'll hear people say, hey, can I make you a loaf of bread? Or, hey, do you want some starter? When I'm looking at taking care of myself and how that's a priority, that I can no longer prioritize what I can do for other people, it's just like this starter. I have to take care of myself. I have to feed the starter. By feeding the starter, there is always going to be excess. There's going to be enough for me to make myself some bread and my mom some bread and my brother some bread and my neighbor some bread or give this person some starter because every day I'm feeding the starter and every day it grows. The more I feed my starter, the more I take care of and love myself, there is always going to be excess. Always, 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 every time you can count on it. But if I stop feeding my starter, not only does it die, but there's not enough even for me. If I don't feed my starter, I can't make myself bread. If I don't feed my starter, there's definitely not enough for anybody else because there's not even enough for me. It is so important that we love ourselves, that we pour into ourselves more than anybody else in our lives. It's so important. Feed your starter. There will always be excess for everyone else in your life. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Deep breath and all the way out. Deep breath from the bottom of your belly. And relax into this exhale. Just let everything go. That feels so good. We're going to do it one more time. Deep breath. And relax everything out. Maybe with a sigh. Good job. Let's go ahead and resume our normal breathing in and out through our nostrils. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. As you breathe, focus on your breath. Focus on how your lungs are expanding and contracting, how your stomach is growing and then shrinking, how the air feels cooler usually on the way in than it does on the way out. Focus on your breath. If it helps to say breathing in and breathing out, keep doing that. And when your mind wanders, that's okay. It's supposed to. We just say thank you and refocus back to that breath. and keep breathing. Good job. Keep going. And picture yourself sitting in front of you, like as if you're looking in a mirror. And smile at yourself. Find something to appreciate about yourself. And imagine from your heart center a light pink bubble tinged with the green of your heart chakra, emanating from your chest, from your heart center, and floating over to the mirror version of you. And allow yourself to receive this bubble of loving energy. Take it into your heart center and then absorb it. You're literally feeding your starter. You're feeding your heart center the love that you deserve and the love that you give everyone else. If you can, say your name and say, I love you. Julia, I love you. And then just notice without judgment, how does it make you feel? If it feels good, be grateful. Enjoy that amazing feeling. If it feels scary, if it does not feel comfortable, you can let that go, knowing that that's something to get curious about. Interesting. Huh, that did not feel good. I wonder why. That's all. That's all. When you're ready, open your eyes and go kick some ass.